Listening Library presents 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea by Jules Verne. Read for you by James Frayne.
Introduction. The Ardent Blasphemers by Ray Bradbury. Consider America, first of all the new breed of nations. Consider America, a nation because of its newness, ardent in its blasphemy. Set in motion by the centrifuge of the great wheel of the Industrial Revolution, this people flung themselves across sea prairies to stand on New England rimrock and fling themselves yet on across land prairies. Shocking other ages, they blasphemed down the meadows and over hills as ancient as the memory of Jerusalem. Consider America, her fire dragon locomotives huffing out vast devil bursts of fluming spark, setting the lion grass afire as they went. Come to a forest, cut it down. Come to a mountain, quarry it to pebbles. Skip the pebbles across God's lakes. Build new mountains, finally upright and ornamented with man's prideful encrustations. Then run men up and down elevator shafts to a heaven no longer believed in, from a hell much better ignored. Considered the authors who lived in and with these men and wrote to channel this blasphemy, express it in symbols about which such men could enthuse like devil children. With a new nation being dreamt to life, set to rights with fabulous new toys, the uneasy dreamers cast about and came up with two most ardent blasphemers. Herman Melville, Jules Verne. American authors, both. Melville the New Englander and Verne the Frenchman, you say.